We are talking books this morning on Northland Morning, and that means, of course, that it's a marvelous day for book nerds, not that we know any of those, certainly. Adam Herman is a local Duluth author. He's also a musician. He's in the Slamming Doors, but he has a reading tonight at Beener's Coffee House of his book called Limbo, and he joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Adam, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We don't often have artists who've crossed genres. We do once in a while, a musician who's written a book or an author who turns out to be a musician. But I'm really curious about how working as an artist in one field, for example, being a musician, translates into being an author or maybe doesn't translate. Talk about that experience a little bit.
Well, and mine might be kind of a unique case, too, because there's quite a lot of music in the book. There's a lot of goofy characters and musicians and songwriters and things in the story as well. So it kind of worked over. It wasn't autobiographical by any means, but I could relate to a lot of the characters in a sense in that way.
So you were able to use your experiences as a musician to kind of inform your writing. But do you also write music, by the way?
I do, yeah.
So did
I write for the Slamming Doors.
So what was it like for you to sit down to write, and you've got a computer screen perhaps, or a pen and a notepad in front of you instead of a musical instrument?
Well, you know, I guess when I read back through the book, you can tell that I was more of a songwriter in the beginning of the story. There was a lot more imagery, and it was a little bit more maybe poetic. And then as I got, you know, more into the flow of it, as I started, you know, getting deeper into the book, it started to turn more into like a novel, I guess.
Interesting.
So it was kind of a transition. Yeah. I can tell when I read back through. It might not be noticeable, you know, but I can definitely tell.
As you read back on it, I'm fascinated at this insight, because authors almost never talk about how they feel going back and rereading their work. And maybe I need to start asking about that. When you go back and you reread this, and you're picking up, of course, on some of the subtleties that other people might not, which part do you like better?
That's a great question. I have no idea, because there is some really beautiful things that come out of it when you take it as more of a poetic or songwriting kind of approach. There's some things that, you know, maybe I should reread it again and steal some stuff for some songs. But I don't know. I guess rereading it, you know, what it comes down to, I think, for a good story is you have to be able to read it out loud, and you have to be able to have a voice. And so a lot of that was maybe cut out just because, you know, people don't really speak that way. You know, you don't have a conversation like you would, you know, in a song.
Right.
If that makes any sense. I don't know.
Well, there is a big difference between the way people talk to one another in books, even really excellent books, because you need to communicate certain things. And in reality, I think our spoken speech to one another consists a lot of, you know, and then we're going
to,
well, you want to, you know,
a
bunch of filler and a bunch of half-articulated thoughts. You know, we do a lot of gesturing and that sort of thing, and it doesn't always translate that well to the written page. Once in a while, an author is able to capture one of these interactions, and you can just imagine yourself, you know, in the middle of that conversation. What's it like trying to break into the local, and I'm going to use broad strokes here, artistic scene? Because you've been a musician, you're still a musician, and now you're trying to make a name for yourself as an author in our community. On the one hand, the community is so welcoming to the arts and so and embraces local artists, but on the other hand, there'd be like kind of a lot of competition if you wanted to see it that way, because there's a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty saturated scene when it comes to artists and writers and things like that. But everybody's been really great to me so far. You know, I've lived in Duluth maybe a little bit over 3 years now, And everybody's just been incredibly kind and supportive and welcoming. And I found that with my book, as coming into it as a musician, there's been a lot of people that have read my book that have said that they don't usually read. You know, they really bought it because they knew my music or they knew me, you know, as a guitarist or a player out in the, you know, in the bars and in the venues. And so I thought that was kind of cool. You know, it's not necessarily your normal book nerd, like we had mentioned earlier, that's picking up the book and reading it. It's different types of folks. And maybe that's great. Maybe that'll get them into reading. You know, maybe they'll pick up another book or... No,
well, not to be, and certainly not to sound patronizing at all, but I mean, when you talk about kids reading, you say if a kid wants to read, I mean, whatever door you go through to nurture that love of reading is fantastic. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, it kind of goes the same for adults, too. If you find a doorway into reading that you like, go with it.
Absolutely. Reading's key. You can learn. It's key. I mean, you can learn anything if you're well-read.
Oh, especially now. There's just so much information available for folks. You know, if you have the time and the patience to do a little bit of reading, it's fantastic. So what about advice that you might offer to young artists? And again, I'm using broad strokes as artists because, you know, you function as an artist in several different capacities. Who maybe want to take their art to the next level. Maybe they're just about at the point where they're ready to put it out there for other people to evaluate, hopefully to enjoy. But once you put it out there, people are going to evaluate it. What kind of advice would you give to a young artist? And I guess I'm actually going to back up a step and ask you, when did you feel with your writing that you were ready to put it out there, that you felt strong enough, because you knew not everybody was going to like it, and that, of course, there's going to be people who have unkind things to say. And when did you think that you were strong enough to put it out there and accept whatever feedback came your way?
Well, I think I've developed some hard skin playing music. So it was kind of a different case, I think, with me with writing. I think putting a novel out or a book is pretty difficult if you haven't experienced any kind of criticism before, maybe. Maybe. I'm just speaking, you know, from what I know. So I kind of had a rare case because I'd been playing music since I was like 16, 17, out, you know, performing in front of people, and I was not very good. And people were always kind, but I've definitely had to, you know, learn and get better and practice. And so I was pretty lucky when it came down to not really caring anymore if somebody didn't like it. You know, you put your best work you can out, and hopefully it resonates with somebody. And, you know, no matter what, I guess my advice would be, no matter what, there's always going to be at least... Let's say if you put something out in the world and everybody reads it, well, the odds are at least 1,000 people are going to like it. You know, somebody's going to like it. So you just focus on that.
What a great way of evaluating that is to say somebody's going to like it, and those are the people that I'm going to concentrate on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And once again, Adam Herman will be at Beener's Coffee House tonight. He's got a reading of his book, Limbo. He joined us this morning to talk about art and being a creative artist in a variety of disciplines here in our community. Adam, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Adam Herman here on 103.3 KUMD.